You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on a Friday, a gloomy Friday. Rico, if I may, we're going to jump in. And we are going to attempt to do something that the other shows have not been able to do, which is spark an interest in one of the football games this weekend. But also, we need to solve a problem. Because I hate to say this. I am in a good mood today. But we've got a fan base acting like a bunch of bitches, and it's got to stop. We've got a bunch of mental masturbation going on that needs to stop. We've got mental illness going around. Y'all need a therapist. It's got to stop. If your take to anything we say is, I just don't care, then just leave now. Save yourself the angst. I don't need you. But the Michigan fan base, put a little steel in your spine, as your former coach used to say. Because here's the thing with rivalries. You don't ever get to opt out of them. Now, you want to start doing your mental masturbation about ranking rivals and this year's, these are the years that mattered and these are the years that didn't. Or we won a natty and now I'm just not paying attention because I have to have copium. Here's the deal. The one word, Rico, it's grappa. You know what grappa is?
No.
It's what Italian grandmothers put in their espresso and a rifle at home and they're cold cocked by 11. Here's the deal. When you make wine, okay, you use the grapes, right?
Right.
All right. Well, what are we going to do with all those crushed grapes? We're going to throw them out? No. We're going to take those crushed grapes and we're going to put another squeeze on them. And whatever heinous, disgusting, blinding rocket fuel that emanates from the crushed, rotted skin of wine grapes. That's grappa.
I was about to say, is that Fernet?
No. But why would I say grappa when it comes to a rivalry? Because in years like this, where neither of our teams have a pretty number next to our name, and we've both incurred some black eyes, no one's really happy with either of their teams. What rivalries are grappa. It is just the distilled last remnants, and what comes out of those grape skins is dislike, and in some cases, hate. You don't get to undistill a rivalry. You just sound like bitches. We don't do that. Now, even in years where I've said, look, you can't hurt me. I know we're going to get killed, but damn it, I want to win. Look at last year. We did a stupid Michigan-Michigan State event, for Christ's sakes. We knew we were going to lose by 50.
Yep.
You show up to play. So all I would tell you is half of you are embarrassing yourselves. This whole idea of, well, whatever, we're terrible, it's your Super Bowl. Well, first of all, no one has ever cared what you think. I don't rank rivals. I don't know another fan base that does. I've never heard a Notre Dame fan rank them. I've never heard a Texas fan rank them. You're the only fan base doing it. You can take your power ranking, roll it up nice and tight, and pound it right up your booty. It's a rivalry game, guys. I don't know. Maybe you woke up with gas and we're your third rival or second. Maybe we're your first. Look, bottom line is, don't lie to yourself. You're watching the game. If I watched last year's 49-0 debacle, I'll be damned if you're going to call a radio station, lie through your teeth, and say you're not watching and you prefer to watch the Lions game Sunday. Because then you're not really a fan at all. And that's not gatekeeping, Rico. That's just real talk. That's honesty.
Yeah.
So I that's where we're starting today. How on earth did the morning show do a Jim Costa poll of which game are you more excited to watch? And 75% of their callers, per Jim Costa, said the Lions game over Michigan and Michigan State. You know what that is? That's copium.
No, that's, you don't want to miss a moment of the magical run that the Lions are doing it.
They're playing the most boring team on the planet with no stars. They're 12.5-point favorites. The Lions would have to be deaf, blind, drunk, and high, and blindfolded just in case to lose this game.
Here, let me summarize what you just said.
Sure.
This game is the Lions' homecoming game. If the Lions were a college team,
yes,
you would set up this game, make your alums and your fans feel better. You're more concerned about the tailgate and the food menu and the spread and all of that stuff. You're not worried about the game because you know homecoming game, that's the easiest game on the schedule. That's what the Lions have.
That is. Therefore, why are people lying?
Because you don't have to, I think you put it best, you don't have to cope. You don't have to actually deal with what's in front of you. You could just go to the Lions. That's the magical elixir. They win. It's fun. I'm used to winning. We won last year. Lions are winning now. I'm going to be a Lions fan. And when you start winning again, I'll come back.
See, that's okay. That's kind of bitchy. Because winning again suggests you've endured any losing at all. You enjoyed the three greatest years. I don't care if you cheated. You, on a personal level, who are morally bankrupt, you enjoyed the three best years in the history of Michigan football. Straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, at least since black people were allowed to play. You don't get to cry like you are a Cubs fan who lost for 50 straight years.
Right.
It's seven games into a season. So I just, that is where I can't figure it out.
But here's
and John
the thing.
Jansen damn near struck Jim Costa.
I heard. I did the lounge with Cookies earlier today, and he was just like, yeah, Jansen wasn't too happy when I brought up the fact. He's like, well, I want to experience the Lions. He was like, really? You went to Michigan?
That's copium. John played in this rivalry.
You know what this is? For us, Mike, and maybe this is something that Spartan fans can relate to, after the three magical years of 13, 14, and 15, followed by 3-9, an immediate nosedive right off the cliff.
I'm sorry, did we opt out of that game against U of M?
No.
No, I wanted to beat them badly.
No, and it came down to, the Peppers took the two-point conversion back.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yes, I understand exactly where you're coming from.
It's just weird to me. So that's where I wanted to start the show today. Have a little fun. Because to me, I just don't know how you opt out of it. I don't care. My team's been bad plenty of years in the rivalry. And just because I don't love college football the way I used to, it doesn't mean I have lost any love for wanting to beat Michigan. I don't like the stuff that surrounds the game. I don't like dealing with any of you. But the reality is, like, college football, the advantage you have over the NFL is rivalries. I'm sorry, did Oklahoma fans opt out of the Red River? Are Florida fans not going to be amped to beat Georgia? And they're not even Georgia's biggest rival. The point is, like, this is what I can't stand about you people. So you have mental illness. You'll do all this mental gymnastics. You'll tie your balls in a knot. Whatever you got to do to try to make yourself feel better. And the rest of us are sitting out here going, what the hell's wrong with them?
Right.
2 + 2 = 4. Why are they doing the Pythagorean theorem? It's Michigan, Michigan State. You played a damn game. It sucks to lose. Full stop. My team's not any good. You think I'm going to be happy to lose to U of M? No. And I'm not going to make it to Super Bowl if we beat them. I don't want to lose the game. I simply strongly prefer to win this game versus lose it. And in a season where MSU's not going to win a championship or anything else, and it looks like you're not either, If anything, Grappa. We've distilled the rivalry right back to what it should be about. We don't like you, and you don't like us. Grappa.
Grappa.
Squeeze the grapes.
That's the word of the
Michigan
day.
Fans are squeezing their grapes in a whole different way than I'm talking about. Because these people, David, your fan base got some mental problems.
By the way, nice hat.
I like your hat, David.
Thank you. I've been trying to find it for a long time.
I hate your school, but I like your hat.
Finally got delivered.
David is wearing the cartoon Wolverine that I wish they'd put on a special helmet for Michigan.
I have been saying that for the longest. If they rock that helmet,
Navy helmet, Navy face mask,
and this,
friendly guy with his little hat on the side.
Yeah, the little Michigan Navy cap.
Just one game. You know what you do? You sell the helmets and you donate them to cancer research at the U of M hospital. Nobody could be upset.
The helmets would
fly off the shelves at auction, and it would be honestly, Navy jersey, Navy pants, the Navy helmet.
Do you know how many people told me where to go, and it wasn't home when I suggested that Michigan? Of course, you guys, which you're changing hell. This is tradition. I'm like, guys, that's a sweet logo that you guys just don't use.
Sorry, guys. Tradition goes out the window when I got USC Rutgers 11 o'clock tonight on Fox.
You mean Cal and Florida State?
Just leave it alone. What is your thought on what we've just described? And if you think I'm off base, go ahead. But I can't believe what I've heard on this station the last 2 days.
I'm going to be honest. I do believe that it happens on both sides. Not with you two, but I do believe it happens on both sides. When Michigan State is down, I do believe there are some Michigan State fans out there that opt out and say they don't care and they don't want to watch.
Not wanting to watch is different than saying I'm not. Or whatever. No, like you want to beat your rival.
I always want to beat my rival because I live with you guys. I work with you guys. I don't want you to have the advantage over me for a year, the bragging rights for a year.
Right, 2012,
I never want that.
2012, we couldn't score in a whorehouse. You don't think I wanted to win? 2007, we had a first-year head coach. We weren't any good. You don't think I wanted to win? I mean, like, that's the problem I don't understand. You guys have been so good the last 3 years. That at the first sign of adversity, you're just going, it's not a ride. I don't want things in pepperoni. And I'm like,
I think many of the fans that are doing that are not real Michigan fans. They jumped on the bandwagon during the run of the playoff and the run for the national title. And they're not true Michigan fans, blue and blue. When I mean you're diehard and you know, game in, game out, you're in this and you do not want to lose to Michigan State. You never want to lose to Ohio State. Those are not real fans that are saying they're not interested in this game.
All right, here's my one thing. I don't want to do the real fan thing, Rico. I don't know what constitutes a real fan.
That's fair.
My whole thing is...
It's weak, though. I'll tell you that. It's weak.
Okay. It's clown behavior when you're opting. Like what? You're not going to watch the Ohio State game? Let's say Michigan is bad. You're 5-6 headed into the last game and you're 28-point underdogs. Well, you're not going to watch the game? It's not going to hurt to lose to OSU?
In the years we were losing to them, year after year after year after year, I still watched that game, even believing we had no shot to beat Ohio State.
Heck, me and Evan left our tailgating event last year and walked over to Spartan Stadium for the bloodbath. Like, all right, Evan, let's see how long we can stay in this game. Chair drop.
I got you.
But we stayed. We stuck around. We had...
Okay, maybe
a miracle can happen, but it didn't.
You don't have to care. Like, look, I don't care the way I used to care about the sport, but the Michigan game, just because I don't like where the rivalry's at on and off the field, it doesn't mean I opt out of the game. There's no scenario that this game won't hold importance as a fan at any point in my life. Even when I leave radio and I largely stop watching sports, I will always watch this game. Always. It's a laugh factory for Michigan fans who can't deal in reality, but that's never been their strength. They're used to the media bending reality for them, and then when that doesn't work, they just go into their own delusion land and bend it themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy the win. It's your Super Bowl. Huh? Okay. I don't care. I mean, that's like saying, you hit the lottery. Good for you. Yes, it is. What do you want? We're not any good, but of course we want to beat you idiots. And I don't even know if that's happening. 248-539-9797. That's the worst part. Michigan fans are acting like they're 30-point underdogs. You're 4.5-point favorites, you cowards. Seriously.
Mike, I'm with you.
Now I'm yelling at him for no reason. What is happening here?
damn it.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.